brought to you by Penguin. In This Economy, written and read by Kyla Scanlon.
Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF with graphs and illustrations from the book. To Mom, Dad, Ryan, Moo, and everyone who has believed in me. Foreword by Morgan Housel.
There are more than 200 million businesses in this world. There's $500 trillion of financial assets. $100 trillion of GDP. There are almost 200 countries, thousands of cultures and norms. With 8 billion people in the world, a rough calculation shows that there are about 2 tons of pure serotonin careening through the economy right now. And economists try in earnest to model all of this in Excel. The global economy is wildly complex. You can imagine how hard it is for anyone to wrap their head around it. Keep that in mind and realize that there are 2 topics that apply to everyone in life, no matter who you are, where you live, or what you do: health and money. It doesn't matter if you are not interested in those topics. Those topics are interested in you. When the global economy is infinitely complex and it is fundamental to everyone's life, you get some problems. Which is a good way to describe modern economic history. We've had some problems. In the past century, we, as a society, have made incredible strides in medicine, engineering, information technology. Experts in these fields 100 years ago would not recognize today's world. We have gotten so, so much better. But in finance or economics, it's harder to see the progress, even if you squint. Are we better today at predicting recessions than we were a century ago? Are individuals better at managing money than their grandparents were? It's not at all clear. Actually, I take that back. It's quite clear that we are not. Average household incomes adjusted for inflation have increased by more than a third in the last generation. But a recent survey showed that more than 70% of American households are stressed about their finances. More than 60% of people live paycheck to paycheck. Some of the most dominant financial stories of the last 20 years have been how dumb we've been at buying tech stocks, how dumb we've been at buying real estate, how dumb we've been at buying crypto, and how easy it is to steal people's money. This maze of confusion doesn't just affect individuals. It extends to the broader economy. The Economist magazine, truly one of the best financial publications in the world, publishes a special edition each January that previews the year ahead. Its year ahead preview, published in January of 2020, does not say a single word about COVID-19. Its year ahead preview, published in January of 2022, does not say a single word about Russia invading Ukraine. Its year-ahead preview, published in January 2023, does not say a single word about Hamas attacking Israel. And that is not a criticism, because the editors from The Economist could not have known about those events when the editions went to print. The events were anywhere from a few weeks to several months away from coming into our lives. But that highlights how massively difficult it is to wrap your head around how this behemoth called the global economy works and where it's going, and how we can all learn to live with it. Why is it that we've become so much better at things like engineering and physics, but not economics? There could be all kinds of answers to that question, but a big one is that economics is one of the few fields that requires equal parts precise technical knowledge and an appreciation for how messy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?